Joining us, we have Waupun Mayor Ron Bishop. Congratulations on winning re-election.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, it's my third term as mayor. I have 4 years in, and now with this new term, it goes to a three-year term. As you know, Bob, because you follow along, I've been trying to modernize the office of mayor because there's a lot of work, a lot of responsibility, and a lot of time commitment to it. So I've been pushing the wage of it upwards, and that's hard to do with elected positions because you have to wait till every time there's an election. And then I got the city council also to agree to take it from a two-year to a three-year term, which in Waupun works nice because then when the mayor runs for office, it alternates between even and odd-numbered aldermanic districts. And then it also gives a person who's the mayor a full year to, like, try to get their stuff implemented and get going because one of the things I learned is you get elected, and the first few months you're in office, you're really learning a lot, and you're trying to implement your ideas. So then your second year in office, those things are taking place, and then you're running for re-election right away, and it's just kind of hard. And I think, too, for department heads and just for city government in itself, it just gives a little more continuity and a little more stability that it's not every 2 years, it's every 3 years now. And, you know, presidents and governors and county executives, they're all four-year terms. And I thought about that, too. But it's still, mayor's a part-time position. So I thought 4 years was probably too long. But a three-year term, to me, seemed right because it had to be longer than two. And I just thought four might have been a little too long. And I just think whether it's me and mayors moving forward, like one of my goals is whenever I'm done in this position, whoever takes over for me, I want them to walk into a better situation than I inherited. So the mayor will have a three-year term, and the mayor will be getting paid more than the mayor was when I got into office. And hopefully, and I think that's important because you look at local government, and it's so hard to get people to want to run for offices these days. These are hard jobs, especially in the era of social media. You get criticized a lot. People aren't always the nicest. You have a lot of responsibility. A lot of people don't know that by state statute, the mayor of a city is actually in charge of the police and fire department. The mayor makes all the appointments to boards, committees, and commissions. The mayor introduces the budget. The mayor can veto and sign legislation. You know, the mayor breaks tie votes. I think because the mayor is a part-time job and got paid so little, a lot of people were under the notion that it's just a ceremonial role and that the city administrator runs the city. The reality is the city administrator runs the day-to-day operations of the city. The mayor, by state law, is in charge of all of this other stuff. And if you're going to get people to want to do local elective position and take these jobs seriously, you've got to modernize the office some. And so I'm pushing really hard for that here in Waupun. I've been successful. And I think you're going to start seeing that in other cities around the state, too. It's just as it gets harder for people to run for office. And, you know, and they're important positions, county executives, mayors. Like, they have the most impact on your life at home because, you know, the president and governor, everyone knows who they are, and those are important jobs. But mayors, that's the guy you call when something's not right, right? So it's something that I'm proud of that we've done that that I've done that here in Waupun.
All right. Ron, we are going to delve into politics a little bit today because I recently saw your column for the Waupun Pioneer News. And basically, what was it? A tour of Waupun Correctional. There was a picture posted with Congressman Glenn Grothman and some others. And people were very critical of that. And you took exception to that. Tell us about the situation, if you would.
Yeah, so what happened way back in January, Tim Zavada, who is the chief of staff for the congressman in Washington, D.C., called me. And he said, Mr. Mayor, Congressman Grothman is bringing the Washington, D.C. staff from the Capitol during our spring recess to the district. And we're going to different communities in the 6th District, and we're touring something prominent in their community. The same day they were in Waupun, that afternoon they went to Ripon to see the Little White Schoolhouse. So anyway, he said, we understand in Waupun, you're the prison city. You've got the state's oldest prison. We saw the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel article that you guys have been making license plates for 120 years. Do you think our staff can get a tour of Waupun Correctional? And I said, I'm sure that's possible. Let me work on that. I reached out to the warden. And then, because it was a congressional visit, she contacted the Secretary of Corrections, Jared Hoy. they rolled out the red carpet for the congressman. We took a really nice tour. They put out some light refreshments, which was cool. There was a question and answer thing for the staff. They had a lot to learn about. They really focused in on mental health. We took a tour of the prison. They did see license plate manufacturing. They got to see some different units in the prison. And we were there, I'd say about 4 hours. A good half the day we were in the prison. And we stepped outside and we took a group photo. And then I had shared the picture that the congressman came to Waupun and that I was happy to put together the tour so that he and his staff understand the importance of Waupun Correctional to our city, to the economy and the history. And the reaction was kind of took me by surprise. I understand Glenn Grothman's a polarizing figure. He's a very conservative Republican congressman. I get all of that. But all of the, I don't want to say hatred, well, there was some of that, but some of the comments were very vicious, and it got shared in some Democrat social media groups around the state, and people were really unloading. And so when I wrote the mayor's column, I just wanted to clarify and point out there, look, I'm the mayor of the city, and it's my job to represent Waupun with whoever it is important for us to work with. I don't care if it's Glenn Grothman. He's our congressman. If my congressman calls me up and wants to tour something in Waupun, I'm going to make it happen. If Governor Tony Evers' office calls me up and they want to see something in Waupun, I'm going to make it happen. And one of the reasons I bring that up is one of the criticisms of my God is, how come you never meet with Democrats? And I wanted to push back on that because I do have a very good working relationship with Secretary Hoy, who is appointed, obviously, by Governor Tony Evers. When Michael Schrau was our state assemblyman, he set up a tour with the Democrat members of the Assembly Committee on Corrections. I was a part of that. I was a part of the roundtable discussion and the luncheon that followed. In my role as mayor, it's not up to me to determine like whether they're Republicans or Democrats. It's up to me to represent the city of Waupun, to put a good foot forward, to get our issues across, and to lobby for our city. And so that's really what I was pushing back on, is that that's my role as the mayor, is to represent Waupun and fight for Waupun. Mayor of Waupun is a nonpartisan position, and I promised to keep it that way when I ran the first time, and I have held true to that in my 4-plus years as mayor. And so all those comments that were floating around there in social mediaville, I just really wanted to push back and clarify and explain what I do and why I do it.
Okay. Because I know we could probably talk about all kinds of things here. We are a little bit limited on time, so I wanted to give you a chance to talk about, there's a job fair coming up, Envisions putting on in Waupun this week.
Thursday at the Waupun Community Center. And it's last year I attended it, and it has a really nice turnout. And there's quite a few businesses participating in it, including the Department of Corrections. And I want to just give a little plug for them. And there's other businesses there too. SSM Health will be represented. I know Tenneco's got a booth. There's a lot of local and area businesses. They're not all in Waupun that will be there. But I do want to throw a thing for Department of Corrections, because after 2 budgets ago, they pushed through they fixed the pay structure over there. And fixing is the right term. They were grossly underpaid. So if you come and you start at Waupun Correctional, because it's a maximum security prison with the add-on, you can be starting in the $40 to $44 an hour range, plus you get state benefits, which is their retirement and their health insurance. And that's really good benefit package. And the shortage of employees has been improving, but there's still a lot of openings, and they still need help. And it's a really great place to work. Now, it's a very hard and stressful job. And another reason I wanted to mention it, Bob, is you probably know this because you know all these things, but this is National Correctional Officers Week in America. And that was signed into law, I don't remember the year, but it was President Ronald Reagan who did it. And every year I try to make special notice of National Correctional Officers Week, because it's something that's so unique to Waupun. Waupun has 3 prisons in it, plus the prison pharmacy. And I know National Correctional Officers Week, it's pretty much been expanded to include all correctional employees, which is cool. But I just wanted to take a moment to recognize them and the hard work they do. You know, we talk a lot, and in the month of May, we honor law enforcement officers. We have National Police Week. This is International Firefighters Week. This weekend, flags were at half staff for Firefighters Memorial Weekend. Later in the month, I don't know if it's this weekend or the following weekend, they'll be at half staff for Police Officer Memorial Weekend. And we see police officers and we see firefighters and we see our EMT personnel because we see them in our community. Correctional officers, they put on the uniform and they walk on the other side of a wall or a fence. We don't see them at their job because they're in that building. But they do really important work, too, that helps keep us safe. And so this week, every year, I like to make special recognition and point out the good work that they do. It's a very fulfilling job. It can be a hard and stressful job. It can wear you down. It's everything any other job is. But you are doing a very important service for the state of Wisconsin, and I thought it would be appropriate to take a moment on your program in my second favorite city in Fond du Lac County and point that out.
We've been talking with Waupun Mayor Ron Bishop. Thank you, Ron.